In one of our earlier messages, we considered the story of Noah and the faith this man demonstrated toward God. Today, we want to consider another Old Testament character that is associated with an ark. This character, though, was unfaithful in his actions. Of course, the one I mean is David. David is well known among Bible students as one God described as a man after my heart. In Acts chapter 13 and verse 22, we read, "After he had removed him, he raised up David to be their king, concerning whom he also testified and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart, who will do all my will," in one of Paul's sermons. Yet, in the matter of bringing the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem, David did not act according to the will of God. Follow in 2 Samuel chapter 6, beginning in verse 1. "Now David again gathered all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000. And David arose and went up with all the people who were with him to Baal Judah, to bring up from there the Ark of God, which is called by the very name of the Lord of hosts, who is enthroned above the cherubim. They placed the Ark of God on a new cart, that they might bring it from the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill. And Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, were leading the new cart. So they brought it with the Ark of God from the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill, and Ahio was walking ahead of the ark. Meanwhile, David and all the house of Israel were celebrating before the Lord with all kinds of instruments made of fir wood and with lyres, harps, tambourines, castanets, and cymbals. But when they came to the threshing floor of Nacon, Uzzah reached out toward the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen nearly upset it. And the anger of the Lord burned against Uzzah, and God struck him down there for his irreverence, and he died there by the ark of God. David became angry because of the Lord's outburst against Uzzah, and that place was called Perez Uzzah to this day. So David was afraid of the Lord that day, and he said, 'How can the ark of the Lord come to me?' And David was unwilling to move the ark of the Lord into the city of David with him, but David took it aside to the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. Thus the ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months, and the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household." We see from this text that David made the choice to place the ark on a cart when he brought it from the house of Abinadab to Jerusalem. Now, I don't know what kind of reasoning David used to decide to use a cart. The text tells us he used a new cart, and the sons of Abinadab, Uzzah and Ahio, were of the priestly tribe of Levi. These two were leading the oxen that were pulling the cart. David and all the house of Israel were celebrating as they brought the cart toward Jerusalem. There was much rejoicing because the ark would now benefit Jerusalem and the king. David had even prepared a tent for the ark. And everything was going well, until the oxen had a problem crossing a threshing floor, and Uzzah reached out to steady the ark so that it would not fall. This act cost him his life. There was a prohibition placed upon touching the ark, and the cost for violating it was death. Numbers 4 in verse 15, "When Aaron and his sons have finished covering the holy objects and all the furnishings of the sanctuary, when the camp is to set out, after that the sons of Kohath shall come to carry them, so that they will not touch the holy objects and die. These are the things in the tent of meeting which the sons of Kohath are to carry." David had chosen to move the ark in a manner that was not approved by God, and it cost Uzzah his life. When God gives a command, he expects us to carry it out. We see this especially in regard to the things that were to be set apart for worship by the Israelites. When David later continued the transportation of the ark, he followed the instructions given by God for such a move, and they safely brought it to the city of David. I believe there is a valuable principle taught in this story about David moving the ark. I see a comparison between David using a cart rather than the Levites and our choosing to use some method other than what God has shown through His Word He desires. We often hear someone trying to justify such action by claiming it is an expedient. It seems David thought that using a cart was expedient, but that did not keep God from exacting the cost for disobedience of Uzzah. The first determination that we must make regarding any action we may think will help us in our service or worship is whether God has authorized the action. Does God approve must be our first question. If God has not given authority for the means we want to use, we will suffer the consequences just like Uzzah. I also want to note that although Uzzah seems a willing participant, it was the action of King David, the leader, that led to Uzzah losing his life. Uzzah was acting upon the instruction of his king in using the oxen cart to carry the ark. David placed him in a situation that led to his disobedience. This should cause leaders of God's people to be very careful in their decisions. Leaders must ensure that their decisions do not place the people of God in a position that might lead to sin. It should also be a warning to those who are listening to leaders for guidance. I don't know what would have happened to Uzzah if he had refused to participate in carrying the ark on a cart. I am certain, however, that it would have made him much less likely to touch the ark at the cost of his life. We need to be careful not only in what we do, but also in how we do. God has given us instructions, and we must do our best to follow them as closely as we possibly can, or we will suffer the consequences. And the consequences of disobedience are eternal. Thank you for listening. I hope that these short audio lessons are of benefit to you. You can find them both here on our Facebook page and on our website, TannerStreet.com. Thank you again.